Frank Allegiance?
It's Frank.
Okay, do we have him?
We have two Enriquez's today, so hold on a second.
Mark.
Oh, I have them both, I guess. One second. Mr. Enriquez?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just one second, and we'll get started in just a second. I just need to get our roster in order. And this is Mr. Frank Enriquez once again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one second. Okay, there we go. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Frank Valenzuela Enriquez, 152249.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Hello.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 17th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. For revocation hearings, we are authorized to vote as low as a two-member panel, and right now, due to some unforeseen meetings, we only have two members voting on the panel this afternoon. I'd like to introduce you to the members. Present are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson to my left. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne. Will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Enriquez and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
sir. I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Enriquez's hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading the allegations from the warrant of arrest. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our Department of Corrections representative, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about August 28th. I believe that would be 2017, although there's a cutoff on the date, per the task lab report dated August 29th, 2017. Mr. Enriquez, is that true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number 12, no, that's L or I?
It's like 12. Let me check the conditions. Please, let me double check.
Just one second, Mr. Enriquez.
I believe it is I, sir.
Okay. Violation of condition number 12I is demonstrated by your failure to obtain prior permission from a signed parole officer before beginning any type of employment on or about September 22nd, 2017. Mr. Enriquez, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition 13G as demonstrated by, pardon me, failure to refrain from entering into any occupied residence for reasons of employment without prior authorization from your supervising officer on or about September 22nd, 2017. Mr. Enriquez, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Enriquez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Just one second, Mr. Enriquez. We're only passing through the first phase of the hearing and we'll continue with phase two in just a moment. Okay, sir, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. We will come back to you momentarily, so we'll just wait on the phone. We'll begin the second phase interview. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Enriquez was released from DOC custody on July 20th of 2017. He was arrested on September 22nd of 2017. On a field arrest by the electronic monitoring unit on a check violation and was returned back to custody that same day. It was 0 scan days with a community supervision end date of January 18th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, sexual assault, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999, kidnapping, 5 years. 2005, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 9 months. 2007, sexual assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2007, sex offender registration violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2007, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. And 2012, failure to register a sex offender, 4 years, 6 months. He said 5 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SGGN gang information noted that he suspected New Mexican Mafia and is a Los Cuatro Mipas. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, he was an absolute discharge. 2006, TIS absconder, 21 days, returned to custody and revoked. 2009, TIS tech violator, arrested by Phoenix PD for robbery and threat to use a weapon and misdemeanor shoplifting. He was returned to custody and revoked. In the 2015, TIS completion, 30 days. He has a significant disciplinary history with fighting, physical assaults, threats of harm, and possession of drugs noted. Other arrests, 1995, theft means of transportation, AZ juvenile probation. 1996, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile detention. 1996, shoplifting, AZ juvenile detention. He has a community risk score of G7B8, and he is a level 3 registrable notifiable sex offender.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Enriquez. I see that you are approved to reside with your parents, Frank and Francis Enriquez, 7382 West San Juan Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. Regarding employment, it was discovered that you get employment with a landscaping company and was working on occupied residential homes without permission, and that you failed to disclose to your employer that you're a registered sex offender. Programming notes that you referred to anger management and substance abuse during intake. Just 1 second, sir.
Yes, sir.
You were assigned to the Color of the Day program for random drug and alcohol testing. You submitted a negative normal urine test and a positive for alcohol on August 28th, 2017. You're staffed by SPO Pereda regarding alcohol. You were eventually advised that further violations would result in your return to custody, pardon me. You were placed on GPS electronic monitoring for at least 90 days as a sanction. That's pretty much what we have here. So we do commend you for not absconding under supervision. This was a tech violation. Unfortunately, there is the business that you violated by using alcohol and some of the rules associated with employment. So what happened, sir, in your words?
When I started drinking, a week after I got out, my family threw a get together, and then, yeah, I misspoke, and I started drinking with my family, and I got caught up in the moment. So I took a UA the next day, and then that same week, I went to go see my PO, and then they put me on the ankle monitor for that. And that's how I became on the ankle monitor, and I was there for 90 days, and I was supposed to get off in November to be off the ankle monitor. So they left my cover, and I went from mid to boss, and then on my work, I was working, yes, and I didn't tell my PO, and I had tried calling him, but I couldn't get through, and that's where the communication fell on my behalf. I should have communicated with them and just waited for that job, but they wanted me to come in, but that's no excuse. I should have abided by the rules, and that's where I fell, through communication. I know I wouldn't be sitting right here in front of you because I'll still be on an ankle monitor, and I'll still be trying out there to support myself, my life, my family. I wasn't doing nothing. Yes, everything the PO just said right there, read. That's probably all true, some of it, but that's all my past. I'm trying to maintain a little better life. I got my lady out there, my kids out there, my grandkids out there, and I'm with my mom and dad and my lady every day. I wasn't hanging around with nobody out there. I was still abiding. Even though I did miss up on my UA and I knew I missed up, I still came to see my PO. I'm not trying to scam. I'm trying to get rid of my past and move forward. That's the honest truth.
Well, thank you for being straightforward with the board, and I do want to commend you for seeking work, for working hard when you're outside of the correction system, but it is important that you notify your parole officer of places of work. Obviously, there were some restrictions in your terms and conditions regarding work, so again, I don't want to take away the part where you were working, that's always positive, but you do have to communicate with your parole officer. So again, I know you said quite a bit, but why did you choose not to tell your parole officer that you were working at this location or entering residences?
Well, I started the next day on GPS monitor, Van Gundy, he followed where I was at and caught me in the act of working. And then the next day, which was on a Thursday, I was supposed to see my PO. So he got me the next day, and that's how he located me on GPS monitor.
Okay, so I'm going to take some information from our community corrections officer. We'll just stay on the phone for a second. Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Before this current violation, back on August 31st, 17, the defendant was staffed with SPO Beretta regarding drinking alcoholic beverages, driving without permission from PO, and starting employment without prior authorization. Offender was directed to provide employer information. Offender gave permission to drive. Offender is using father's vehicle, which is insured. An offender directed to cease use of alcohol. He was advised any further violations would result in his return to custody. And that was on the 31st.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Enriquez. I'm going to ask my fellow board member, Mr. Johnson, if he has any questions for you.
No.
Okay. Do you have supporters in the room today? Are you the only one there? Okay, just one second, Mr. Enriquez. Because we had a two-board member panel this afternoon, often we're given a roster of who's going to support, so we didn't read her in. So, ma'am, if you want to approach the podium, and I'll read you in. Can you state your name?
Yes, Maria Tesla.
Yes, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and so you affirm. What would you like to share with the board?
I just like to share that ever since I've known Frank, from then until now, there's been such a huge difference within his personality, the way he is, the way he is to society. As of this point and moving forward, and when he got out the last time, the only thing that he wants in life is just to be a good citizen. That's what he's pushing for. That's what he wants. Working, that's on demand. He's constantly, I got to go. We got to go to work. We got to go to work. I have a job waking me up in the morning, getting us ready, getting us out the door, ready to go. He has a child. His son is grown. His son's about to hit college, going to football. Wonderful, wonderful son. Grandkids we have. And so I just want to make it a point to let you guys know that he is trying his best from the first time I've known him to today. He's a total different person. He helps around his house, his mother, his dad visits him dearly. That's really the bottom line of it. He's very positive now, and he just wants a good future now. He wants to move forward with his life and be a better person now.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Johnson, any questions?
No.
Thank you for your time, ma'am. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we...
I love you.
Okay.
That's about it.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Okay, back to you, Mr. Enriquez. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I've learned this time around since I've been out there to have a better communication process with my PO and most others as well. That's my downfall for about me here. That's basically it, and I apologize for taking your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Enriquez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you can see and hear us, so we operate under the open meeting laws, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision. So if you'll just stay on the phone and remain quiet, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Enriquez. The board now is now in discussion. Fellow board member, being as that we only have two board members for this hearing. This is an unfortunate situation in as much that there are pretty defined rules of community supervision, particularly in regards to the use of alcohol, as well as the work restrictions for registered sex offenders, people on parole. And as I said to him, and I was sincere, I really do appreciate that he came out of the prison system with a strong work ethic, but at issue is whether or not he's suitable for community supervision based on his willingness to cooperate with his parole officer. And at this point, I do have some concerns. I will say that he only has a bit more than 2 months left of his flat prison sentence before he'll be free and clear, and I am wondering what the best use of the remainder of that time is, but that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. If you have any additional input, Mr. Johnson.
I'm kind of with you. I think that Mr. Enriquez is trying, but I've got some concerns about his continual drinking. He was absconder in 2006 with 21 days. He had in 2015, he had a TIS completion of 30 days, but he was a violation in 09. So I think Mr. Enriquez knows, you know, what he should be doing. It's a matter of putting his mind to it, sticking to what needs to happen. So that's where I have some issues.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes fall, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017-W3274, our discussion with Mr. Enriquez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Enriquez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, inasmuch that he used alcohol and failed to obtain prior permission from his assigned parole officer for employment, plus the residential issue for employment, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Enriquez, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about, we'll double check on that, January 18, 2018, which is just a little more than 2 months away of your flat sentence. That's a very short amount of time. After that, you'll be free and clear. There'll be no community corrections officer, no parole officer, no conditions of release, aside from the registering as a sex offender issue. We do wish you the best. We encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to prepare for your transition back to the community and your loved one. And we wish you a safe return to the community and success after this sentence. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion to take place, and we do thank you for appearing before the board today, sir. Thank you. And if you could, please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.